Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Temperatures remain comfortable, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Kushner meets Hamas and heads to Netanyahu to close a Gaza deal as Washington loses patience. Trump's team demands immediate steps on Israeli withdrawals, aid, reconstruction, and civilian rule, while Netanyahu insists on full Hamas disarmament. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Kushner met the Hamas chief in Egypt in a push for Gaza disarmament. The IDF continues strikes, with Egyptian, Turkish, and Qatari mediators present at the meeting. Also this hour, as Mariv reveals, two terrorists were eliminated in Gaza, and the IDF increases pressure in Lebanon. The Air Force conducted operations in Nusayrat and Khan Yunis, targeting individuals planning attacks. Separately, Axios highlights Kushner's meeting with Hamas leaders to promote Gaza demilitarization. Kushner is set to visit Israel next for talks with Netanyahu. And finally, The Forward reports a man charged in the Central Synagogue attack is linked to posts about Israel, Judaism, and Mamdani. The incident occurred at a prominent New York City congregation on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about a video released by Hamas. It shows a 16-year-old boy firing at an Israeli tank. Hassan criticizes the exploitation of children by armed groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. John Spencer, a military analyst, wrote just now about an interesting conversation concerning Air Force pilots and their use of go and no-go pills during missions. He found the discussion fascinating at the staff level. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared 12 minutes ago that 8 Muslim countries criticized Netanyahu's rejection of Trump's Gaza plan. They claim it undermines efforts for a lasting peace, while Netanyahu responded that Arab states aim to replace him to gain concessions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the diplomatic efforts, Ynet reports Jared Kushner's meetings with Hamas and Israeli officials signal a critical moment. Washington is pushing for immediate action on Israeli withdrawals and Gaza's reconstruction. However, Netanyahu's demand for Hamas to disarm fully first remains a sticking point. The outcome of these talks could shape the future stability of the region. Turning to the military developments reported by Mariv, the IDF's elimination of 2 terrorists in Gaza follows continued tensions in the region. These strikes come as the IDF also applies pressure in Lebanon, aiming to curb potential attacks. The ongoing military operations highlight the fragile security situation affecting civilians in both areas. Meanwhile, Axios brings attention to Kushner's broader efforts, meeting with Hamas leaders to advance Gaza's demilitarization. His subsequent visit to Israel for talks with Netanyahu underscores the complex diplomatic landscape. The success of these initiatives could significantly impact peace prospects in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a law change is stressing businesses. Attorney Ayadvir Rajwan from the Consumer Protection Authority explains that companies must now record and provide evidence of conversations, raising privacy and compliance concerns. Separately, Tech highlights Ukraine's continued campaign against Wildberries, Russia's largest online marketplace. Ukrainian drones recently hit another facility, intensifying the conflict's impact on daily commerce. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the Knesset's approval of an amendment to the Consumer Protection Law. This move requires businesses to document and retain telephone inquiries, aiming to resolve disputes between service providers and consumers. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.